just to explain to people, like, when I was in New York the other week doing the show, I went to Tower Records, Ellis, about 12:30 at night, roaring drunk, and spent about $1,000 on records which are plainly no good and I'm never going to play again. I don't know if you buy records when you're drunk, Ellis, but I always go to the Latin section and think, this is it, I'm going to buy all these great Latin albums, I'm going to get them home, and my summer is going to be a Latin summer, and they're always awful. Really, listen to this. This is one I actually brought back. It's number two in the Latin chart, and I thought, this is going to sound great, and I'm going to make out I've always been into this stuff.
Now, this is one of the very few times in my life where I actually say, I told you so to anyone.
I was begging.
I was rugby tackling you to the ground, but you couldn't be stopped.
And I was in the store, and I figured, well, it's like in those moments, you know when lots of people are in the room, Alison, you fold up, you get a bit of waste paper, and you screw it up, and you throw it towards the bin, and it goes straight in.
Yeah.
But straight in, you think, everyone thinks I can do that all the time. And it's a wonderful little bonus in life, isn't it? Well, this is why I thought about Latin music. I'll get these albums home, they'll be great. And people say, you really know, he plays Latin stuff, but they're all terrible. This is the only vaguely broadcastable track from my six Latin albums. They're all terrible, mawkish nonsense, right? And they all begin, Mai Kai Vida or something. But listen to this. This is $17.99 here. I brought this back. This is the opening track on this. Yes, it is.
It's a barbecue.
It's not good for it. Yeah, you barbecue it. That's what we'll do. We'll burn it. It's back on the train again. It's plainly no good, is it, Alice? It just won't do.